Blog Talk Radio.
This is DJM Swag Radio. Safe breaks on the ones and twos. Stay tuned.
Important people in the music entertainment industry. We are going to discuss some important people that you need to be aware of. Facts, skills, and how they're important are going to be told. Also, we are going to give examples. To call in now, call 773-897-6231. Again, that is 773-897-6231.
Well, y'all heard it, the topic. And I'm about to play by somebody inspirational to the music industry, Tina Turner, Rolling Down on a River.
And right now, we're going to do something for you tonight. And easy. Every now and then, we kind of like to do things nice and easy. But I guess you know by now that there's just one thing. And that is, we never, ever do nothing. Nice. And easy. Because we always do it nice. And rough. We're going to take the beginning of this song. And we're going to do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish. Rough. This is the way we do. Proud Mary.
And pump a lot of pain.
Reed. Antonio Reed is an American record executive, musician, songwriter, record producer, former television competition judge, and is currently the chairman and CEO of Epic Records, a division of Sony Music Entertainment. He has won 3 Grammy Awards. Reed's production and studio drumming skills have to bring numerous music figures to multi-platinum sales, including Bobby Brown, Johnny Gill, Outkast, Toni Braxton, TLC, Mariah Carey, also Paula Abdul, Pink, Rihanna, Usher, and many more. Puff Daddy, other names P. Diddy and many more, actress, entrepreneur, rapper, recorder, singer, net worth of $735 million. Do y'all know how much $735 million is? Well, I do, and it's a lot more than I have. Tina Turner. Anna Mae Bullock is a singer, dancer, actress, and author whose career has spanned more than half a century, earning her widespread recognition and numerous awards. Her net worth is $350 million. She has 37 albums counting. Tina rose to fame in the 1960s by singing and performing with then husband Ike Turner, and later enjoyed a highly successful solo career.
50 Cent
is an entrepreneur,
actor, investor, producer, net worth of $155 million. Like I said, it's not more than Puff Daddy's, but that's still a lot more than I have. First album was Get Rich or Die Trying, and what he means by that is you're either going to make it successfully and get rich, get bands like he got $155 million, or you're going to die trying, like the struggle. And his hit song after that album was Candy Shop and many more.
Whitney Houston. Whitney Elizabeth Houston was an American singer, actress, producer, and model. In 2009, Genius Records quoted her as the most awarded female act of all time. She is one of pop music's best-selling music artists of all time, with an estimated 170-200 million records sold worldwide.
Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson is the king of pop, but did you guys know where he started? He was the lead singer of the Jackson 5 of his older five brothers. There was no girls. His first album was Off the Wall, one of his greatest songs, his hits, was Thriller, and this song is still used over 30 years. This song came out in 1982, and is still used on Halloween and many more, and people still do the dances. He is a producer, a dancer, a songwriter, and a singer. He was a legend.
Kathy Hughes. Catherine L. Hughes is an African-American entrepreneur, radio and television personality, and business executive. Hughes founded the media company Radio One and later expanded into TV One. The company went public in 1998, making Kathy the first and only African-American woman to lead a publicly traded corporation at the time.
Jay-Z. Jay-Z started out from Brooklyn in New York, and Jay-Z made it long ways. After 5 years of trying in his career, when he was a little kid, and a dude came and said, "Do you want to make a song?" I saw, and they first called him G-Lo. And Jay-Z has a net worth of $560 million, plus with Beyonce's money, that's over $1 billion.
Jimmy Iovine. Jimmy Iovine is an American entrepreneur, radio producer, and film producer. He is best known as the co-founder of Interscope Records and chairman of Interscope Griffin A&M. In 2006, he teamed with Dr. Dre to found Beats Electronics, y'all know it as Beats by Dre, a company which produces audio products and operates a music stream service. The company was purchased by Apple for $3 billion in May of 2014. So these are just some important figures that are important in the music industry today. Okay, like she said, Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine teamed up for and sold it for $3.3 billion. That's a legacy. My kids could survive all that money. Well, I'm about to play a song by Diddy, Dirty Money.
Money, Ricky Ralph.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. Tell me what the lick read.
Woo.
Pretty face, thin waist with the sick weed.
Woo.
First time fish selling in the 6 feet.
Woo.
Real bad boy, tell him come and get me.
Woo.
I'm at the fight, betting kind of like Bellman. Only took a trip to the truck twice. Unpacked them in Air Maxes. Stuffed 6 figures in my damn air mattress. I'm in love with large bills. I'm down with a fast, thin waist and tall heels. Yeah, it's the Teflon Don, 100 carats in the charm, time to give it back to Sean.
Hello. Good morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello.
Come on.
Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Know you've been waiting. Too far, cause I seen you watching. So let's go.
Since I be leaning on the bar, never seen a different song. These bars won't give me no surprise. 25 on the bank, I'll be starting on air. Plenty mad cause I'm on top.
Got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
You know, we own that.
Everybody feels like a movie.
You know, we own that.
And everybody know who the truth is.
You know, we own that.
I know cause I'm blowing on that movie.
You know,
hey, good morning, how you doing with the movie? Welcome to the future, I'm the captain of the cool kids. The revolution's never been televised. Great booty, better thighs, I ain't wanna tell a lie. First I tell her hi, then I give her one and let her fly. Never tell a lie, tonight you couldn't find a better guy. King shoot fly to anyone you can sing with. Gangsta distinguished, cool as a penguin. Got a team of them, honey, feel through the green wick. G5 way and fly away at my convenience. Just sing tip, chicken in a 5-star suite.
Come
with some 5-star freaks, get high all week. Catch me in.
I
was up the night with y'all sleep. In a fast car, super bad bros, backseat. That's me, freaking nothing nice. A couple nights, till the moon say goodbye and the sun greeting us like
I came up in it a little bit self-centered, but did I kill a queen? Now Alexander McQueen's got the wrist on glow. The bottles is on poke. Got that shimmy, 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 shimmy. What the fuck I look like, bitch? I run this town. I ain't coming out for less than 100,000. Man, last time I checked, I was bubbling now. Got the turn down shows out in Dublin now. Right, hold on, maybe they ain't get that bad. Like a 1,100 horses when I switch that gear. I just swerve on them, sort of like I missed that deal. And I press that little button on the tip back chair. Bitch, I did it cause I get it. I got $1 billion credit. If you got $1 million, you can put it up and bet it. I just be like, hello, hello, but I never could salute them. Young money, I do it for the youth.
Hello.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Let's go.
Hello. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, turn me up a little bit more. I don't think they can hear me. Check this out. Bad boy, bitch. Let's work. Come on, let's work. Don't stop, let's rock, let's work. Get that dirty money.
How fly is he? Your baby mama cry for me like Jodeci.
Let's go.
So how you not notice me? Pull up to the club in the coldest V.
Come on, yeah.
Literally cold. Little did he know how that nigga did he flow. How that nigga did he go so hard like a crow while still getting dough?
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah, I like this.
Come on, can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Nothing can save you.
Get that dirty money.
Got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
Dirty money. Okay, now we are going to talk about two people in the entertainment industry that are important to us and why. And we're after this, we're going to take some callers and ask them. Okay, my first person that is important to me in the entertainment industry is Beyonce. I say Beyonce because she speaks for women, and she's always a person that you could look up to as a woman, and she sends messages out to uplift women and things like that when people in songs are degrading us and things like that. So I feel that Beyonce sends powerful messages that we as women can listen to and learn from. DJ Trey Prince, what is your first one?
Well, my first one in the music industry is Future. I say Future because Future is like my idol. I look up to Future and I like his songs, and if I had to choose, I would choose songs like him, even though I'm not from where he's from. But his music, I like his style, the way he dresses, the way his songs are sing. I like his beats, and I started liking Future about a year ago when I went up to Milwaukee for my cousins. So I like Future, and I think that's my first important figure.
Well, we're not really old school, so we don't really know about the old school people. So we're just going to say the now people that we look up to. And my second person is J. Cole. I say J. Cole because he talks about real things and real experiences that people can relate to. And I like his flow and the style of his music. He doesn't really send messages to degrade people or anything like that. He might say cuss words and things like that. But his songs to me send a powerful message and things like that that people could relate to.
Also, my second one is Kanye West. I say Kanye West because Kanye West has came from Chicago and his mother has died, and he had overcame that and has still, even since his mother died, has had Billboard still up there. Even though his songs, like, I don't listen to them, but I say Kanye West because he has his own shoe design, he has his own clothes, he has his own record label. So I think Kanye West is like an entrepreneur, like, and we should have mentioned him on last week's topic. And yeah.
Okay, now we're gonna take caller 310. Okay, caller 310. Are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi. Okay, we are going to ask you two important figures to you in the entertainment industry.
Well, from this generation, you guys said my two favorite, J. Cole and Kanye West. And I agree with all y'all reasons, but to kind of take it back in the day, I guess I would say Lauryn Hill and Tupac. I really like those two because I feel as though their music back then was uplifting, and they talked about things that was prevalent to the black community. Also, they did things outside of their music to help the black community, and did it in a way like people still know his songs today, and Lauryn Hill. But with Tupac, I feel like he was able to create songs that was being played on the radio and everybody loved, and the beats and everything, but he was still talking a powerful message, which I think today a lot of artists don't know how to do, so incorporate the two, still get radio play and still, you know, kind of send a powerful message out there. And Lauryn Hill, I feel like she just talked about everything. She talked about trifling girls, trifling boys, how we need to stand up as people, respect ourselves. She also talked about, you know, as far as the music industry a lot. She exposed a lot of things to the music industry. And I think she's everything. And, yep, that's it.
Okay, thank you for speaking with us. Now we're going to ask that caller 378-789-8723. Tell us two people that are important to you in the music industry. By the way, this is Ask Mama.
People that are important to me in the music industry would have to be, if we're talking about rappers, it would have to be the beginning of rappers. It would have to be MC Lyte for women. It would have to be Queen Latifah is important to me. It would have to be the beginning of the people. If I'm going to name the people that are important, it had to be the people that paved the way for the new generation. So I would say any old school person is important to me.
Okay, okay. Thank you, Ask Mama, for telling us. Now DJ J Prince is about to spin us a song.
Okay, since I like Kanye West so much, I'm about to play one of his best hits right here.
She take my money, well, I'm in need. Yes, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger, way over time, that digs on me. She give me money.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. She need a bomb, met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I can tell you rock, I can tell by your charm. Far as girls, you got a flock, I can tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? My psychic told me she have a sex arena. Trina, Gina, for Lopez, four kids, and I gotta take all they bad show this. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I put up in the Benz, they all got a pen. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you f***ing with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to f*** with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. 18 years, she got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got lipo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want freedom. We want freedom. Yeah. It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave, yo, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, and on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Gold digger, you got knees. You don't want a dude to smoke, but he can't buy. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, watch him. He gon' make it to a Benz out of that toxin. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week is a surprise. So stick by his side. I know his dude's ballin', and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your for a white girl. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Let me hear that back.
Okay, now we're gonna discuss what makes a person important in the music industry to us. What makes them important or different from other people? I think you have to have music that relates to other people, that people can relate to all around, not just one race or one set of people. It has to be able to be relatable to a lot of people, and people have to like your music, and it has to be inspirational. It has to be something that is worldwide and people like to listen to and things like that. What do you think, DJ J Prince?
Well, I think you said it all.
Okay, we're going to take a caller, 310, and ask them. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello. Yes, the question was, what makes a person important in the music industry to you?
Well, I guess basically what you said, having universal, powerful music, something that motivates me, something like when I hear it, I feel like I was in the exact moment that they were in, or they was there for me, like during a breakup or when I felt happy my first time doing something, you know. Basically being able to convey your emotions to a broad audience. Yep, that's it.
Okay, okay. Thank you, caller 310. Okay, now we're going to play a game. Guess who I am? So basically the objective of the game is for we to act like a person in the music industry or an entertainer, and the other person has to guess who we are. We're going to give descriptions and things like that of them, and the other person got to guess. So it's going to go me, DJ Trey Prince, me, DJ J Prince. Okay, so I am an African-American. I'm a rapper from the hood of ATL. My age is 26. I made the hit song Type of Way, and I have a baby boy. Who am I?
Well, Type of Way, I know. Rishon Kwan.
Okay, yes, that is correct. Now DJ J Prince's turn.
Okay. I am the CEO of Cash Money, started Lil Wayne's career. My real name is Baby. I am the co-owner of Rich Gang, and I help, and I was in the song Lifestyle.
Okay, I'm going to, from those clues that you are giving me, like help started Lil Wayne's career, I think it's Birdman, because, and you said that, what was it, something of Cash
CEO
Money?
Yes, CEO of Cash Money and co-owner of Rich Gang.
Yeah, from those, I'm going to have to go with Birdman.
Right.
Okay, so now it's my turn. I am from New Jersey. My first hit song was Trap Queen. My voice is edited to make it sound different in my music. I have worked with a lot of celebrities in my music, like Chris Brown, DJ Khaled, K-Cap, and Drake, and etc. My best friend is Monty. Who am I?
Fetty Wap Squaw.
Yes, that is right.
DJ J Prince.
Okay. I am the king of the South. I have won 3 Grammys, 2 American Music Awards. I have 6 kids. I am on the hit show, T.I. and Tiny, and I have won 3 BET Awards. Okay, from that, you said 6 kids. I'm going to go with T.I.
Correct.
Okay, mine is, I am a woman singer. I've dated Nelly. I have sold 15 albums. My music represents love. I've been singing since 2002. My first song was called Intro. Who am I?
That's a good one. Let me see. Dated Nelly. Ashanti.
Yes. And Ask Mama plays her music a lot. Okay, your turn.
Okay, I'm the king of pop. I have had over 55 top billboards. I started my career out with Jackson 5, died in 2011, and is still the king.
DJ J Prince, I'm going to have to go with Michael Jackson. Those were some easy, easy clues.
Correct.
Okay, I am a proud black woman. My music represents sticking up for women against that be men. I was born on December 3rd, 1978. I am a rapper and singer and songwriter. My hit is Told Ya in 2002.
Kelly Romy?
No. Ask Mama plays her a lot, and I'm going to give you another clue. She came out with this song in 2015, a remix to, the song that's Straight Outta Compton, Rolling Down the Street in my 6'4".
Got it.
Trina. Yes, that is correct.
Okay, it is my final one. I am an entrepreneur, actor, investor, producer. My net worth is $155 million, and I made my first hit song was Candy Shop. Who am I?
50 Cent. We're going to play him right after this, to be exact.
I have one more. I am a songwriter, a singer, rapper, has been featured on Jeezy, J. Cole's, and many other tracks. Who am I? I haven't produced since 2015 on Christmas. Who am I?
Can you give me some more hints?
My name starts with an N. The ending of my name starts with an O.
Neo?
Yes.
Okay. Now we are going to play.
I'm about to play 50 Cent Candy Shop.
Yeah. So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa. How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be an info, I'll be an info. In the hotel or in the back of the rental. On the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. Hey, your friends teasing you about how sprung I got you. When you show me you can work it, baby, no problem. Get on top and get your bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to this shit. After you woke up and sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your hand.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
In a rodeo, you ain't never heard it sound like this before. Cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get the pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch them thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touch the right spot at the right time. Lights on or lights off, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we grind. Long as she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne campaign. Bottle after bottle, it's on. And we gon' sip the heavy bubble in every bottle of dawn.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
The first person that I'm giving DJ Prince is Drake.
Well, I'm Drake. Hotline Bling and started from the bottom. Okay, my first person is Kelly Roman. Her song I was listening to yesterday, Ice, and her song with Lil Wayne, Motivation. Okay, now Nicki Minaj. Everybody knows Nicki, so if you don't get this right, we're going to have some words.
Feel Myself and...
That's Beyonce.
Mm-mm, she made that song. That was on her album. And Only.
Okay, well, Feel Myself was too easy. Can you give us another one?
Okay, Only and... Super Bass, Super Bass.
Okay, I guess you'll slide.
Missy Elliott, I mean, K. Michelle.
I was listening to her song yesterday, too, Can't Raise a Man, and a song my mom likes, Love 'Em All. Okay, now, French Montana, you know our dad be listening to this.
French Montana, Moses, and let me think of one. Ain't Worried About Nothing.
Yep, that's the one our dad be listening to.
Okay, my last question is Missy Elliott.
Missy Elliott, on our later episodes, we play her song. What was it? Yak It To The Yak. That's the only part I know. What is it? What is it? See, not your phone, girl, because you know you're too young. Some, but this look fun. Oh, Where They From? Yeah, WTF, where they from? Yeah, that's it. And another one is with Sierra.
Not her song, it's Sierra's song.
Sierra. We don't listen to her like that, so give me a hint.
Who knows this either? Well, we had to go on break for a second. And I'm about to play Jay-Z, Holy Grail, with Justin Timberlake right here.
You take the clothes off my back when I let you. You'd steal the food right out my mouth. And I'd watch you eat it. I still don't know why. Why I love you so much. Oh. You curse my name in spite to put me to shame. Have my laundry in the street, dirty or clean. Give it up for fame. But I still don't know why I love it so much. Yeah. And baby, it's amazing. With you, I just can't crack your code. One day you're screaming you love me loud, the next day you're so cold. One day you're here, one day you're there, one day you care. You're so unfair. Sipping from your cup till it runs over. Holy Grail.
Blue told me remind you. What's that y'all talking about? I'm the new. Caught up in all these lights and cameras. But look what that did to Hammer. God damn it, I like it. Bright lights enticing. But look what it did to Tyson. All that money in one night. 30 mil for one fight. As soon as all that money blows, all opinions take flight. Oaks of fame keep cheating on me. What I do, I took a back. Fool me twice, that's my bad. I can't even blame her for that. Enough to make me want to murder. Mama, please just get my bail. I know nobody to blame. Kurt Cobain, I did it to myself.
And we out there entertainers.
Cold.
and paparazzi can't even take my daughter for a walk. See him by the corner store, I feel like I'm calling it off. Enough is enough, I'm calling it off. Who the fuck I'm kidding though? I'm getting high, sitting low, flying by in that big body, curtains all in my window. This fame hurt, but this chain works. I think back, you had the same person. If this is all you had to deal with, you're still with this. This ain't work, this light work. Camera snapping, my eyes hurt. Dying back where I was birthed. Up your iris and the IRS. Get the hell up off your high horse. You got the shit to die for. Try yours. Why you mad? Take the good with the bad or throw the baby out with that bad for it. You still alive. Still that nigga. You survive. Still getting bigger. You're living a lot. Vanilla wafers in the villa. Ill is looking alive. Michael Jackson thriller.
And baby, it's
rappers, and we ask the other person what was their biggest hit. So I'm going to go first, Fetty Wap. You better get this one because we all know him.
Well, can you give me like an A, B, because I know Trap Queen, My Way, and 679. So I don't know which one to pick out of those. So can you give me like a little hint?
No cheese.
No cheese, no cheese. Okay, I would have to go with 679. I say 679 because it was the second most hit song, and then when Fetty Wap first came out with Trap Queen, it didn't last as long on the Billboard. They got him out there until he made his second song, and that was RGFI went, and that so a lot. And then when he got to 679, that was on the Billboards for like, I want to say 2 months, and it's still on Billboards. I mean, it's like not like the first like it was, but it's still like 80 something. Yeah, and my first person is, that is correct. My first person is Whitney Houston.
And we'll always love you.
Wrong. I mean, just like, correct.
Okay, I say that one now because, you know, on The Voice and shows like that and X Factor, they are still getting played now. So that's how memorable and how much people like the song, because they keep singing that song from today. My second one is Beyonce. There's a lot of songs from Beyonce, but what is her biggest hit?
Rubbing my beard.
What?
No, I don't got one. Let me think. Beyonce. It has to be off her album that she did in 2013. I want to say Drunken Love or Partition. I think Drunken Love because she got over 1 billion views on that. So yeah. I think that.
Yeah, that was the biggest one of 2013. But we all know Beyonce got a lot of hits. So there's no telling which one is the biggest one because we all love us some Beyonce. If y'all haven't heard her new song, Formation, y'all could go check that out. It's out on YouTube now. And that's probably got how many views, DJ J Prince?
About 2 million.
Okay, okay.
Okay, well, Justin Timberlake.
I don't really know. I'm not really a fan of him, but I do listen to some of his songs. There's a song, like three that I know of. The one you just played, Holy Grail with Jay-Z, the one Mirrors with Lil Wayne, and the one Suit and Tie. That one we used to listen to, I think it was like in fifth grade we used to listen to that song, 2013. A lot of hits are getting published in 2013. So I'm going to have to go with his song that he had by himself, Suit and Tie.
Correct.
Okay, Mariah Carey.
I think it's either that song that my mom plays. How does it go?
What song is it, DJ?
I got to think. Stop rushing me. Let me think. Okay, I don't know it. Or the Christmas song. You know the Christmas song?
With Nikki?
No, her regular Christmas song. She made up the Christmas.
Not that one. Okay, let me
see. I don't know.
Okay. I put her on there specifically for DJ J Prince because I remember, what was it, a while back, some weeks ago, when me and my cousin and my mom and my brother, as y'all know, her cousin from our last Valentine's Day special show, so shout out to her. But we were in a car and we were talking about Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey. And my brother was like, DJ J Prince was like, oh, she's not that important. Nick Cannon is more famous than her and y'all of this. But Mariah Carey is like really, really known and really famous. And she's worth a lot because, you know, she was out there when Whitney was and her and Whitney collabed and made a song together. But Mariah Carey is very, very, very famous. And some people do not know that that part of her now because, you know, she haven't been making that many hits and things like that. But when I tell y'all back in the day, Mariah Carey was something, she was something. But the hit that he's talking about with my what we used to listen to in the car with my mom was Shake It Off. And that's one of my favorite songs by her. So y'all can check that on YouTube now. That song's probably about, I don't know, 5 years old, seven. But, okay, DJ J Prince is about to spin a song for us.
Wait, why are you trying to get me out your face? I got a lot more. K-Camp.
Well, I don't really know K-Camp music like that, but I know his music. So I'm going to have to go with, I know he made a song with Fetty Wap, and that song was called 100, and we played that on some of our last shows also as well. So he played that one, and then he made, what was it, Slum Something? But those are two that I know of. And he played the song Blessing. So I'm thinking I'm going to go with the song Blessing. No.
What was his first song?
I'm not really a K-Kank fam, so I don't know DJ J Prince. Can you tell them?
Didn't I just tell you to guess it? Okay, since you don't know it, that little lame, she's not good at no music. Well, it was Money Baby, you know how, Money Baby.
Oh, that was one of my favorite songs, too.
Yeah, yeah. She didn't even know it. What's wrong with Princess Nina? Keep up.
Okay.
If I should
think of you every step of the way. And
never be another voice like that. I love that song. Well, my sister love it. She be doing musically and does smash to it like she could sing.
Hey! Okay, now we're going to discuss the origination of hip-hop. Hip-hop, also called hip-hop or rap music, is a music genre formed in the U.S. in the 1970s. Hip-hop as music and culture formed during the 1970s when block parties became popular in New York City, particularly among African-American youth residing in the Bronx. At block parties, DJs played breaks of popular songs using two turntables to extend the breaks. Hip-hop's earlier evolution occurred as sampling technology and drum machines became widely available and affordable. Rapping developed as a vocal style in which the artists speak among an instrumental beat. New school hip-hop was the second wave of hip-hop music, originating in 1983 through 84, with the earlier records of Run DMC and LL Cool J. Gangsta rap is a subgenre of hip-hop that often focuses on the violent lifestyles and improvish conditions of the inner-city youth. DJ J Prince is about to spin us a song.
Okay, well, I'm about to play by Drew Street Running, and we will be interviewing him after this song.
Drewski is a young, independent artist. from Monroe, Louisiana. I got my own independent label called Gunner Entertainment. But I'm branding it through BIC, which means Ballers in Commission. You know, 24-year-old young, out here doing my thing. Got it popping.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so you weren't here when we first started our show, so our show was about important people in the entertainment industry, just to get you kind of caught up. And one of the questions we asked was, what two people are important to you in the entertainment industry and why?
What two people are important to me?
Yes.
T.I. one of them. You know what I'm saying? I like T.I., I like his style, I like how he come. He's a family man, he's a lyric. You know, I met T.I. last year at his birthday bash in Texas. You know, that's my favorite rapper there, you know. He's one of them, though. Being from Louisiana, Kevin Gates is another one. You know, y'all on Kevin Gates? But he's another one. Yeah, he's smart. That's a smart, intelligent dude, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Being from Louisiana, I look up to him, too. Look up to his music, his style, and his flow. You know? But yeah, them two right there. Yeah.
Ex-mama will completely agree with you on T.I. because we know she a fan of him, too, and be playing his music in the car and things like that. And also, we do like Kevin Gates down here, too. We play one of his songs in our latest shows, Two Phones, but we have love and respect for both of them. Okay,
yeah.
So our next question is, do you have any upcoming music or music already out there? And if so, can you tell us about it?
Oh, yeah, I dropped my first mixtape last year, like in November with Trina, the baddest chick, Young Nigga by Life, Volume 1. I got Young Nigga by Life, Volume 2 on the way, April the 6th, which is my birthday, my B-Day. I got that coming out, you know what I'm saying? My hit single was Run It Back on my first mixtape. But y'all just played my hit single for my second mixtape is on the way, Young Nigga by Life, Volume 2, Run It, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that was on the way. It's trending right now in Monroe.
Good. Ask Mama, love her some Trina. But we were talking about her early on the show also as an important figure in the entertainment industry. But can you describe what your music represents?
It represents the struggle, reality, real life music. Everything I've been through, I've seen, you know, I've been around. It's just real life music, the struggle. It's where I come from, the struggle. You know what I'm saying? Come from nothing, trying to have it all. That's basically my music, reality.
Okay. So what motivates you to continue to rap?
My family, my nieces and nephews, my kids, my surroundings. You know, they're my biggest fans right there, you know. And God, most definitely. Because he keeps me with the faith to keep going with, because I keep getting bigger signs and bigger signs and bigger signs of that I'm going to get there. I'm going to get closer and closer to what I'm trying to do.
Okay. That's good. What other artists would you like to work with in the future with your music?
T.I., Gates, Boosie, Rick Ross, Drake, Birdman, Beyonce, really any artist, you know? All of them. I want to work with all of them, really. All of them. Everybody.
Okay, that's good to hear. Okay, who is your role model?
In life or like in the music game?
Like in the entertainment industry, like the figure that's your person, your role model in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know how we were saying hip hop's origination, and you told us that your music represents the struggle and things like that.
So would you say that it's gangster rap? Because when we were talking about the origination, we said gangster rap is a subgenre of hip-hop that often focuses on the violent lifestyles and improvish conditions of the inner-city youth.
No, I wouldn't say it's gangster rap. I wouldn't say that, you know, it's I'm trying to influence the youth to do better coming up. You know what I'm saying? Don't make the mistakes
yes.
I made. You know what I'm saying? Don't make mistakes I made. You know what I'm saying? Now, I wouldn't say gangster. I don't too much deal with violence and all that. You know, I might speak a little about it here and there because, you know, I'm surrounded by it, you know, where I come from. Well, it's all over the world, but, you know, I don't too much say gangster rap.
Okay, that's good to hear. Okay, can you please give yourself a shout-out and tell us where we can find your music and things like that?
Yeah, you know, Drewski. You can find me on Instagram at Drewski _ young YNBL, Drewski _YNBL. You can Facebook me at Drewski Carleone, you know what I'm saying? Monroe, Louisiana, YouTube me, Drewski YG. Everything will pop up. Just go to YouTube, Google me, Drewski YG. Everything will pop up. Monroe, Louisiana. I want to shout out my other artists too, you know, Kilo Carter, Flixie Rose, Sky Baby, you know, and Sean, Ken Coop, man. They been with me the whole roller coaster.
Okay. We thank you for being on our show. It was a pleasure interviewing you.
Appreciate y'all for having me.
You know you better. Watch out. Some guys are only about
called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to bend the man?
Yeah.
You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. How you think you really gonna pretend?
Man.
Like you wasn't down and you called him again.
Man.
Plus when
man.
You give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him.
Man.
If you did it then, and you probably can.
Man.
Talking out your neck, then you're a Christian.
Man.
A Muslim sleeping with the gin.
Man.
Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you're thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gem, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum.
Minimum.
You still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails up out Koreans. Come again. And his Tims and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they defend, Papa Yang.
Like you got yin.
Let's not pretend. The one to pack pissed out by the waistman, Chris out by the casement. Still the name of his basement. The pretty basement. Claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. In the basement for a case when the child support late. Money taking home, breaking out. You wonder why women hate me. The sleepy silent man. The punk mess, the violence man. The quick job asking them stop acting like boys and be men. How you gonna win when you ain't right with them? How you gonna win when you ain't right with them? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again. Yo, come again.
we're back. We thank everybody that tuned in. And as y'all know, our topic today was the entertainment industry, important figures. And we thank y'all for listening to us and what we had to say. And please tune in this Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay, like Princess Nina, we're about to close out, and we thank everybody for tuning in. We had over 23 callers, and we thank everybody, and we thank Drewski for tuning in. Shout out to Drewski. Like y'all heard it from us. It's Swag Radio. We out.
This is DJ Swag Radio. Stay pranked on the ones and twos. Stay tuned.
Jay Prince,
Princess Nina,
Jay Prince.
Girl, Princess Nina, your host on Swag Radio, the hottest, newest radio station for us. We're bringing y'all hot, new, young artists, singers, models, and more. So stay tuned for more information from Swag Radio.
What's up, young world? It's your boy, Jay Prince, DJ at Swag Radio, Swag Radio. And I can't tell you, if you want to be anything like a dancer, a singer, hit me up in an exclusive interview. Our Facebook, Swag Radio.
This is DJ Swag Radio, Jay Prince, the kid, DJ for kids.